Another requirement of CEQA, it mandates that a reasonable range of alternatives be evaluated that meet the primary objectives of the proposed project and have the ability to reduce or eliminate any of the significant impacts of the project. Alternatives are considered the significant impacts prior to mitigation. So it's we looked at any alternatives that would reduce impacts that may have been mitigated to less than significant once we had mitigation, but the CEQA definition is significant impacts prior to mitigation, so that you're looking at both different ways to reduce your impacts, and those are both mitigation and or alternatives. So the EIR, by definition, CEQA requirement is that an EIR evaluate the no project alternative. The no project alternative is defined as what is most likely to happen if this project doesn't happen. So that is usually but not always, the status quo of the site. And that is what is used here, no development. So that is the first alternative. What if the project stays as is, the project site? The second alternative, no project is existing general plan. So it would not require a specific plan or a general plan amendment. And what order these go in. So under the existing general plan, a maximum of 1,865 dwelling units could be constructed, which compares to the 3,385 max of the proposed project. And then finally, a reduced density alternative was evaluated that assumed a 20% reduction in the units, assumed essentially the same footprint for the project, because the development footprint already avoids all the creek beds with a very healthy buffer from the stream beds. So it looks at a lower density residential development that has potential to reduce a lot of mostly operational impacts, service impacts, et cetera.